Cadenside Community Radio 102.8. This is Tony Barker. Welcome back to the Wilmslow One Act Play Festival. The man who's seen all 14 plays this last few days and had to make a decision on them is Garth Jones, the adjudicator. Was it the impossible task, Garth?
Nearly, yes, it was, because there was a mixture of comedy and drama in the same section, and that's always a difficult choice. And the standard was very good, and each night was very enjoyable, so I think at the end of it I had a hard job.
I saw three tonight, the last night. They all steal your heart in some way, don't they? But what sort of thought process do you go through to decide who gets what?
Well, I always try to think that I'm a member of the audience. And I think if I'm sitting there responding as a member of the audience to what they're doing, and that gives me help in knowing how well they're doing. Because at the end of the day, however clever your technique is and however good a performer you may be, if it doesn't work for the audience, it doesn't work.
And how would you summarise your few days here then? Because there have been some great shows seen, I'm sure, and some really tough performances and some very good original material.
Yes, it's always nice to see original material and also original approaches to old material, and we've seen both of those this week. As far as the 4 days goes, it's been a joy. It's called the Friendly Festival, and it's been very friendly. The audiences have been friendly, the participants have all been friendly, because there aren't many trophies, so they don't come here to pot hunt. And they seem to have enjoyed performing in this very intimate acting area.
Let me put this point to you about the lack of entries in the youth category. That must be very disappointing to you.
Yes, it is. I think the last time I came to adjudicate here, there was some youth entry, and that was very interesting. But I think, is it the last couple of years? There haven't been any youth, I don't think.
I don't know if it's just that critical period with the young acts who are still at school, and perhaps it's a critical period with A-levels and they have other things to think about, which is a pity because, you know, that's in the formative years. It would be so important, so valuable for them, because we hope that these young people are not just tasting life in the theatre. We hope they're going away and they'll come back to it in later years.
That's the voice of Harry Lowe, the chairman of Wilmslow Guild, as the organising body. How do you reflect on the last few days?
Well, obviously, we're always delighted when we have a good turnout and, a large number of plays. I think several years ago, I think we had about three or four came along and entered their plays, and we could only operate over two nights. So we're absolutely delighted when we've got a full programme and we can operate over the four nights. And I'm sure it's so much more rewarding for Garth Jones to see a wider selection of plays, even though it does make his job so much more difficult, you know, plumping for the ones he awards the trophies to. But I'm sure even though, obviously, not all the groups or the individuals can win trophies, but it's the participation that's so important. They learn because they're acting on stage, and Garth has got so much information and wisdom and suggestions and comments. And he's so kind, you know, he's always constructive in his adjudications, and I'm sure they value that and they learn something from it and they go away and apply it again, because, of course, some of these groups go on to then enter other festivals, and we hope that the lessons they've learned here are put to good effect when they move on to another festival.
Harry, thank you. Garth, back to you briefly. That It's a Dog's Life by Nantwich Players won an individual award for Tom Brooks, of course. But that was so unusual, wasn't it, to see adults playing dogs? That should have won an award, surely, even more awards.
Well, remember, of course, there's only two awards in that category, really, and that's the best performance for an individual or the best production. And I thought in this particular case, the production that I gave the award to just had the edge.
Fair enough. Somebody has to win. Gentlemen, thank you both very much. This is Tony Barker for Canalside Community Radio at the Wilmslow Guild One Act Play Festival.